We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA, and I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. You know, when Hurricane Maria passed over Puerto Rico and headed out to sea, I think to a great degree, the future of that hurricane became a non-story. Most people thought, okay, that's over. It's headed out into the middle of and going to harass sharks and fish and nobody else.
But there is a word of caution. So we go live to the Carolinas. CBS's Jim Krasula on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Jim, good morning.
Hi, good morning, fellas.
So on the Outer Banks, they're a little concerned?
Yeah, that's right. Tropical storm warnings posted for the Outer Banks. They have called for a mandatory visitor evacuation, not permanent resident at least at this point, but at least visitor evacuation on Hatteras and Ocracoke Island. Several hundred people have fled. And yet another economic blow for businesses on those two islands. If you remember back in late July, there was that huge power outage. A construction crew cut a cable. It cut power to both islands at tens of thousands of tourists and visitors at the time had to leave Hatteras and Ocracoke. So another economic hit for business owners on those two islands. Now, aside from that, the storm, what's left of it at least, it's barely a hurricane this morning, Maria, that is, it will continue to stay off the coast, but there will be impacts in terms of storm surge, high winds, winds still probably gusting 60, 70 miles an hour.
Wow.
Also, beach erosion. And, of course, the problem with a lot of rain across eastern North Carolina.
Yeah, that was one of the things. There are an awful lot of people who vacation from here down to the Outer Banks, Corolla, Duck, Killdevil Hills, the whole bit. And I'm sure they're wondering, you know, what kind of damage is this going to do to the houses and the beach down there for the next vacation season, or even those who are planning a late fall, spring down there?
You know, a lot of people go down there this time of the year for no other reason than fish. Great fishing on Hatteras Island especially. But, yeah, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Again, I think certainly there's not a tremendous amount of concern about high winds with this. But, again, you know, it is susceptible. So the thinking is this thing will continue to move off the coast and then kind of as it gets toward the North Carolina-Virginia border, take a sharp right-hand turn out to open sea. In fact, some of the weather models want to bring tropical storm, or I guess it's still a hurricane, Hurricane Lee, and merged that with Maria way out in the open Atlantic.
You know, meanwhile, the economic impact of these storms late summer into early fall has been unprecedented. When you add Harvey in Texas, Louisiana, Irma in Florida, the Keys, still just now starting to recover in the Key West area, too. And,
sure.
And places along Florida. And then Puerto Rico was devastated. And people may forget that is a U.S. territory and part of the United States in that regard.
You know, I saw something yesterday that there's been some criticism of the U.S. military not doing more in Puerto Rico. But this article was pointing out that the military at this point has spread over all of these disaster areas that you just mentioned. With Texas and Louisiana, Florida, the Keys, the lower Keys at least, still aren't open to visitors. I saw yesterday that they're going to allow visitors to go back into the lower Keys, including Key West, October 1st. So again, a lot of problems still existing in a lot of areas from these incredible storms we've seen this month with Irma, Harvey, Irma, and now Maria.
You know, Jim, you mentioned that the military is spread. so are the relief agencies, whether it be the Red Cross, Catholic Charities, UMCOR from the United Methodist, or any of the other agencies that are trying to help out, the Southern Baptists, heavily involved in both Florida and in Texas. And we just saw a report from David Begno from CBS, who's in Puerto Rico, where there are sections of Puerto Rico, they're still having trouble just getting into these people to get them basics, food, water, and things that, you know, to sustain life.
Yeah, a lot of flooding still in places in Puerto Rico. But aside from that, as you mentioned, just so many areas still cut off. And just thousands and thousands of people here in the States are at wit's end because they haven't been able to get a hold of loved ones in some of the more remote areas, especially Puerto Rico. So, again, just a lot of travesty and a lot of tragedy in many areas.
Appreciate the update. Thank you, Jim.
Sure, guys. Thank you.
CBS's Jim Crisula in the Carolinas on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline at 7:43. And by the way, Roberto Clemente Jr. is spearheading an effort to try to help in Puerto Rico. Obviously, they have a direct connection, including family members that lived here, that live there, and many, many friends and relatives. So asking to help via Brothers Brother Foundation here in Pittsburgh on the north side. So if you want to help, you can, because they're stretched to the limit now in their efforts to help Texas, Florida, and now Puerto Rico.
Well, and don't forget the Virgin Islands. I've been getting text message pictures from Colonel John Lloyd, who is with, as he was on with us, from the Army Corps, who is in the Virgin Islands. And the decimation that was done in those islands is, like, in some areas total. There's nothing but twigs and sticks left of what were housing developments and places where people lived. And it is going to be years before a lot of these places fully recover.
And some of the smaller islands. Now, there is a U.S. territory in the Virgin Islands as well as British. But some of the smaller islands around there, Barbuda, uninhabitable. Still.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.